Welcome back to the AI Daily Show. Today we're diving into large behavior models, or LBMs. Our guest expert, Dr. Anya Sharma, will unpack this emerging field. Anya, what exactly are LBMs, and how do they differ from large language models?
LBMs represent a significant evolution beyond LLMs. While LLMs focus on mastering language, LBMs integrate behavioral learning through observation and interaction. Think of it like this: an LLM can write a recipe, but an LBM can watch a chef, ask questions, and then learn to cook itself. This opens up exciting possibilities for robotics and AI interaction in the physical world.
The article uses the analogy of learning to cook by observing one's son. It's a relatable example of how humans learn through behavioral observation. How does this translate to training AI?
It's a brilliant analogy. LBMs leverage multimodal data, integrating visual observations with language processing. This allows the AI to learn not just what to do, but how to do it, mimicking nuances and techniques. The article highlights a cooking robot learning chopping styles. It wasn't explicitly programmed, but learned by observation.
This raises the question of unintended consequences. If the AI observes a mistake, like dropping a knife, could it replicate that too?
Precisely. The article touches upon the lack of common sense in AI. LBMs, while promising, inherit this limitation. We need robust safety nets and guardrails to prevent errors and behavioral mimicry. This ties into broader ethical and legal considerations as AI interacts more with the physical world.
It seems like adaptability is key. How can we ensure LBMs are adaptable without compromising safety?
Adaptability requires a nuanced approach. It's not simply about replicating observed behavior, but understanding the why behind it. We need to develop mechanisms for LBMs to discern relevant actions, filter out errors, and generalize their learning to new situations. This requires further research into areas like common sense reasoning and contextual understanding.
The potential of LBMs is immense, but so are the challenges. Anya, thank you for illuminating this exciting and complex field. Shifting gears, a recent article discussed Google's head of research reaffirming the importance of learning to code, even with the rise of AI coding tools. It seems counterintuitive given the automation trend. What are your thoughts?
It's not counterintuitive at all. Think of it like this: calculators exist, yet we still teach math. Coding is becoming a foundational literacy. Understanding the logic, structure, and processes behind software development remains crucial, even if AI assists with the execution. It allows for better collaboration with AI tools, debugging, and ultimately, innovation.
The article mentions AI handling more junior-level tasks. Does this mean entry-level coding jobs are at risk?
There's definitely a shift. Entry-level roles might focus less on rote coding and more on understanding AI tools, ensuring quality control, and applying code in creative ways. It's an evolution, not an extinction. Adaptability and continuous learning are key.
So learn to code evolves into learn to code and collaborate with AI.
Precisely. It's about leveraging AI to augment human capabilities, not replace them. Coding becomes a tool for problem solving, and AI becomes a partner in that process. It's an exciting synergy.
Picking up our AI security thread, Google's adding AI smarts to Chrome's safe browsing. Sounds good, right?
In theory, yes. AI could significantly improve threat detection, but it relies on sending your browsing data to Google. That's the trade-off.
The article highlights the contrast with Android's on-device AI threat detection. Why not the same approach for Chrome?
Good question. Likely a combination of factors. Processing power might be one. Another could be data aggregation. Google's massive dataset helps train and refine their AI models. More data, better detection, theoretically.
So improved security at the cost of privacy. It's a familiar dilemma. The article also touches on Google's back and forth on cookie deprecation. How does that fit into this?
It reinforces the tension between user privacy and ad revenue. Cookies are a key part of targeted advertising. Google's hesitation to fully deprecate them suggests they're still trying to find a balance. And with Microsoft pushing Edge's security features to enterprises, Google's likely feeling the pressure to bolster Chrome's offerings.
It's a complex landscape. Users want security, but not at the cost of their privacy. Advertisers want data, but regulations are tightening, and the browsers are caught in the middle, trying to please everyone.
Exactly. It's a balancing act. And with AI in the mix, the stakes are even higher.
Shifting gears to the AI chip market, Mizuho has named NVIDIA their top pick for November, citing their dominance in AI training and inference chips. They project the data center AI chip market to reach over $400 billion by 2027. Quite a bullish outlook.
It is. NVIDIA's been a leader in this space for a while, but that kind of growth projection is significant. It underscores the accelerating adoption of AI across industries, particularly in data centers. And with their new chips, like the H200 and Grace CPU, they're well positioned to capitalize on that growth.
But they're not the only players. AMD and Intel are making strides, though Mizuho believes NVIDIA will maintain its lead thanks to its Blackwell architecture. What's your take on the competitive landscape?
Competition is heating up, no doubt. AMD's MI300 and Intel's Gaudi 3 are contenders, but NVIDIA's advantage lies in their ecosystem and software stack. It's not just about the hardware, it's about the tools and support they offer developers. That's a significant barrier to entry for competitors.
Interesting. Beyond chips, Wedbush is predicting a potential Trump victory could trigger a bullish response in tech stocks, particularly those focused on AI. They believe a Trump administration would prioritize AI initiatives, benefiting companies like Microsoft, Amazon, and Google.
That's a bold prediction. While a Trump administration might emphasize certain areas of tech, it's hard to say definitively how it would impact the entire sector. There are other factors at play, like regulatory scrutiny and global economic conditions, that could outweigh any potential benefits from increased AI initiatives.
True. And on the flip side, JP Morgan downgraded Supermicro Computer, citing uncertainties around their business fundamentals and financial reporting. They point to a slowdown in demand for current Hopper-based servers as customers await next-gen Blackwell products.
That's a classic case of market anticipation impacting current performance. The anticipation for new technology can create a lull in demand for existing products, which can be challenging for companies like Supermicro. It highlights the importance of staying ahead of the curve in this rapidly evolving industry.
Absolutely. Finally, Bank of America sees strong growth potential for Broadcom in AI, projecting a 30 to 35% CAGR over the next few years. They emphasize Broadcom's strengths in AI compute and networking.
Broadcom is an interesting player. They're not as flashy as NVIDIA, but they have a solid foundation in networking and infrastructure, which is crucial for AI deployments. Their partnerships with companies like OpenAI could be a significant growth driver in the coming years.
Shifting gears to gaming, Death Stranding's arrival on Xbox is a significant move. It signals a potential softening of platform exclusivity, which could benefit gamers in the long run. What are your thoughts?
It's a win for Xbox players, and it speaks volumes about the evolving landscape of game distribution. Kojima Productions regaining full rights to the franchise opens doors for future collaborations and perhaps even an Xbox-exclusive sequel. It'll be interesting to see how this impacts the relationship between console manufacturers and independent studios.
Indeed. Beyond gaming, Sam Altman's comments on AGI were intriguing. He suggests AGI's arrival might be less of a monumental event and more of a gradual shift. Do you agree?
I think he's downplaying it a bit. While the pace of technological advancement is rapid, AGI represents a fundamental leap. Its implications will be far-reaching, even if they unfold over time. It's not something we'll simply brush off.
Perhaps. And speaking of gradual shifts, Microsoft 365's price hike is raising eyebrows. They attribute it to the added value of Copilot, but it's essentially a mandatory upcharge for a feature some users may not even utilize.
It's a delicate balancing act. Microsoft needs to recoup its investment in AI development, but forcing users to pay for features they don't want could breed resentment. A more flexible pricing model might be a better approach.
Agreed. Finally, the new Mac Mini is making waves, outperforming many Windows-based mini PCs. It's a reminder that Apple still holds a strong position in the hardware market, even in categories where Windows traditionally dominates.
Apple's focus on tight integration between hardware and software continues to pay dividends. The Mac Mini's performance is impressive, and it poses a serious challenge to Windows mini PC manufacturers.
Shifting gears, let's talk about the evolving landscape of open source funding. It's fascinating to see major players like Sequoia and Andreessen Horowitz stepping in with equity-free grants.
It's a crucial development. Historically, open-source projects have struggled with sustainable funding models. This influx of corporate support, especially the equity-free aspect, allows maintainers to focus on development without the pressure of immediate monetization.
Exactly. The article highlights projects like Chatbot Arena and VLLM, which are essential tools in the AI landscape but not easily commercialized. This support is a lifeline.
It also underscores the symbiotic relationship between open source and commercial entities. Companies like Replicate and Factory benefit directly from these projects, so their indirect support through VC firms like Sequoia makes strategic sense.
It's a win-win. The open source projects receive vital funding, and the companies gain access to cutting-edge tools. However, it raises questions about potential biases. Will funding be steered toward projects that align with the investors' portfolios?
That's a valid concern. Transparency and clear guidelines are crucial to ensure equitable distribution of funds. Initiatives like the Open Source Pledge are a step in the right direction, encouraging broader corporate participation and accountability.
Indeed, the increasing costs associated with maintaining these projects, especially in the AI domain, necessitate a collective effort. It'll be interesting to see how these funding models evolve and whether they can truly address the open source sustainability challenge. Let's dive into the intriguing world of content strategy, where the rise of AI automation presents both exciting opportunities and potential pitfalls. Our focus today is on striking the right balance between leveraging AI's capabilities and retaining the essential human touch.
Absolutely. The article we're discussing emphasizes this delicate balance. While AI tools like ChatGPT can be invaluable for brainstorming topics, generating outlines, and even optimizing publishing schedules, they shouldn't replace human creativity and strategic thinking.
Precisely. The allure of automating everything is tempting, especially given the time and resource constraints content creators often face. But relying solely on AI can lead to generic, uninspired content that lacks the nuanced understanding of audience needs and brand voice that a human brings.
I agree. The article makes a crucial point about data-driven insights. While analytics tools like Google Analytics and SEMrush provide valuable data, it's the human element, the ability to analyze, interpret, and contextualize that data that truly unlocks its potential.
It's about combining the what from data with the why from human experience. Think of AI as a powerful research assistant, capable of gathering vast amounts of information and identifying patterns. But it's the human strategist who asks the critical questions, challenges assumptions, and ultimately shapes the narrative.
The article also highlights the importance of balancing automation with human oversight in areas like content scheduling. AI-powered tools like Buffer can optimize posting times, but human intervention is crucial to ensure alignment with overall marketing goals and to adapt to real-time events or audience feedback.
It's a continuous feedback loop where AI and human intelligence work in synergy. The key takeaway is that automation isn't about replacing humans, but about empowering them to be more effective and efficient. This allows content creators to focus on the strategic, creative aspects of their work, while AI handles the more mundane tasks. That's all the time we have for today's discussion. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on AI Daily.